Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face.
All right. That's what I meant.
Hey.
You're going to fucking learn today, bitch.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
I haven't listened to that one. I listened to Thirst the other day, though.
It was good.
That was good. That was a mad episode. I didn't even realize it.
Oh, you starting this, bitch? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, episode 351. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy a detriment to the horror community. Still, Maddie Ding Dong.
Alive and well.
My Lord. Alive, anyways.
You guys got some good intros. What about you, little?
That's my good intro.
He's just got some views.
I just got views.
I got views for
days. I tell
you,
when you make a switch out to East County, San Diego...
Did you say San Diego?
San Diego.
Wow.
San Dingo. I've been working there since September. Now I've just got all sorts of views.
As you do.
No, I don't. I have the views I had have been amplified.
Boy, tell them what your name is.
Boy. Oh, my name is Ree.
Okay. Well.
How you been?
I mean... good until about 20 minutes ago, and now I'm just like, God damn it, leaving so much money on the table. I'm going to fucking harp on that all night, too. Shit.
Well, you should...
It's an embarrassment of riches.
How about just leave it on the table?
I will. I mean, it's right there until that email comes in.
Other than that...
And then I'll bring it back up.
How have you been?
Good. It's been a fun week. I went and I hung out with Amy a couple times. I won't say.
Oh,
where
Amy
she's
from 3 Punk.
Actually, it's Amy from OnlyFans. If you want to see her naked, OnlyFans.com/AmyCV. She told me that's the way that I should promote her if I'm not saying just
Amy from OnlyFans.
So she can get the Amy
money.
From OnlyFans. So
give me the motherfucking
dollar
money.
Dollars. Yep. Okay. Amy from OnlyFans. I hung out with her a couple times. That was fun.
Amy from OnlyFans.
Red's like OnlyFans.com.
Gary from OnlyFans? Does she own OnlyFans, dude?
I don't know. She might. I know she makes good money on there. So I guess that's owning it. I don't know. I've been like working out a lot. Started a new workout program.
No shit.
You seen my pictures, bro? Look at that fucking.
I have not.
Rhett gave me a complex when he told me my muscles were small and I looked emaciated. So I just made it even.
I love how
harder
I can,
on myself.
I have the power to give people things.
You do.
And make people do things.
Give me migraines. So, give me complexes.
So basically, dude, you know what he's saying?
Yeah.
Those are your muscles.
You're right. You're my motivation.
That's what that means. So
you're
means
my muse.
Your locus of control is you've placed it outside yourself.
The dude from the locus died, dude.
Which
that's highly inappropriate.
I'm flattered that you believe that can happen.
The guy from the
can.
Locus. Died. I don't appreciate
the locust
that.
Of control.
Yeah.
The locust, he did.
Yeah. He was the drummer did. Right? Yeah.
Oh, he that's died. So. Why would you guys talk about that? Well, don't talk about that, dude.
I mean, it's
don't
sad.
Even mention someone.
It's
died.
Sad that he's the only musician of importance that died recently.
Oh, literally
ooh,
true.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wow.
So
yeah. I've been streaming again. That feels real good. Doing it because I want to, not because I feel like
not
because
I need to.
And I'll be streaming Evil Dead, so which is relevant.
I'm hoping that it's better than it looks.
You know what, man? Like, this is just another one of these asymmetrical multiplayers in a long line of asymmetrical multiplayers that's supposed to be the Dead by Daylight killer, and it's not
going
to be.
I think it's less asymmetrical, and I think it focuses more on the PvE. Aspect of it.
Human papilloma virus.
Yeah.
The people versus enemy kind of deal.
Oh.
Where it's like,
it's like they do that.
It's like a mean. Horde, right?
Yeah, it's like a, Jesus Christ. it's like a horde mode.
Okay. I mean, that's fun.
I was just watching it and like it was dark and I couldn't tell what was going on. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to... This looks...
The fact that, like, the game's not even out and the price has dropped from $59.99 to $39.99 already does not give me a lot of confidence.
In a day?
No, I mean, it's been at $39.99 for like the last couple of weeks. But when it was first announced and put up for presale, it was $59.99.
Well, I mean, I could see that as they got closer to release, they realized that like maybe there wasn't like a $60 game there.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find a way to make it a $60 game. They'll probably put skins on there that you can buy.
And... Oh, you know I'm about skins right now, baby boy.
Oh, dude. I got that cute Asian girl I told you. And then Jakey Cheeseburger from the Patreon bought me a cute little schoolgirl skin.
I'm going to fuck that guy up.
Because I was like, I'm not going to spend...
Just kidding, cheesy.
I'm not going to spend $10 on a fucking skin. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I spend $20 on Feng Men skins. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then he's like, oh, I sent you something. And then it's this cute little robot schoolgirl skin for Fart Night.
You know what, Jake?
Fork Knife.
You know what, Jake? Send me a skin, bro. Send me a skin.
Give me some skin.
And not you shouldn't even get into the skin. Who I'm giving skins to.
You know what? Show me some skin.
And not even like a Fortnite skin. Send me your actual skin.
Yeah, it's delicious. That's how I just peel it off my own hands and eat it.
A pound of flesh.
Like a pound of flesh.
Cut it from the love handle.
But we'll see. I'll see how Jacob feels about the game and then like I'll decide. Because he's a pretty good judge of video games.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of good judges, our friend Jessup had some things to say about that Doctor Strange movie. I'm sure I'll hear it from both of you. Well,
he hasn't seen it. Let's be fair. I don't know that Jessup is a huge fan of the Marvel movies to begin with.
Dude, the guy. No, I think he went into it because it's Raimi and everybody's so horror. Why would he do that?
And I think he went in thinking it was going to be a horror film, and it's like there's only 10 minutes of horror. It's like, well, it's a fucking Marvel film, dude. That there is 10 minutes of horror content is kind of dope.
I told him that's what you get for believing the hype about any movie.
Well,
That's largely why you avoid spoilers, isn't it?
I guess like being irritated about a Marvel film not being horror enough is already a mistake in and of itself.
So you guys have been looking at this stuff a lot more because I
haven't been looking at shit. I just saw it on his
What's his Instagram thing?
Say You Love Satan.
Oh, well, follow our friends at Say You Love Satan.
I haven't seen it yet.
Obvious. Why do these motherfuckers do that? They speak as a podcast. That you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, it's Jessup. It's been Jessup forever.
Yeah, but I know, but not just. But Matt does it. It's like,
what do you mean I do it?
You're like, who goes to their podcast? Says this. Like, no, Matt says this.
I've never said anything.
You post comments as you as who goes there.
Oh, the one time I did it was on that Foo Fighters movie, which collectively was our opinion.
We did agree. That's true.
It's not the one time.
But yeah, I have yet to see the film, so I'll make an informed.
Rip to a legend.
I'll make an informed decision. He's talking
about the
drummer from
the Locust, about the victims of the Black Dahlia murder? Because rip to those legends that no one respects.
Oh, they ripped those legends to shreds.
Oh, you can't say that. That's insensitive. That's like making fun of a rock star who commits suicide.
Did you miss the part about where I'm a detriment to the horror community? I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, I'll see. And I'm hopeful that the Evil Dead game is fun. I'm like, dude, it looked like a fucking mess. Just from like the bits of...
The fact that they're insisting on releasing it on Friday the 13th, too, I'm like, I think they're just doing that to be cute about it, and maybe the game's not actually, like, ready, you know?
You think 2 hours is enough to find out if it sucks or not? Yeah. I'll just scoop it up no matter what and just see what happens.
Dude, that's what I was thinking. I was going to, like, get it and stream it for, like, an hour and 45 minutes, and then if it sucks, I'm just going to get my
money
back.
Well, if we talk about it next week, you'll know that we actually continued playing it. But right now, it's still Fortnite, baby.
One of us will talk about it at least, because I'll play it for at least an hour and 45 minutes.
Thank you, Steam.
Yeah.
Okay. Movies.
That was my week.
Okay.
Oh, I watched some movies, but, like, we'll get around to that. Yeah,
we'll get to it. What about you, little homie? How was...
Hi, Sophia. How was what?
How was your life?
Life
up to now.
I haven't seen... It's been too long since I've seen you guys. I was upset.
It's been like a week and a day, right?
It's been since... It's been Monday before last.
It's been a while.
So it's been almost...
A week and a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been like...
Oh, yeah, like 10 days.
It's been so long.
It does feel like a long time.
And ever since I had a problem... On Discord, I haven't talked to him.
That's 100% intentional.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. And I am intentionally bringing it up on the air.
Wow.
Okay.
Because I miss you.
Oh.
And I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to come back.
Mm.
Come back, baby.
No.
Come on, mama. It's too toxic for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle that
no,
shit.
It's
That's a, good then. That's good for you, man.
It's a I'm cesspool, glad. Which is a resounding endorsement for the Patriots. Well,
okay, to be fair, Rhett has been tempering himself lately. He'll send me what he would have said instead of actually saying it.
Well, I waited 24 hours and then I came back and it was talking about fucking missiles again. And I'm like,
it's like the director's cut.
I'm like, bro, it wasn't just, wait a minute though. Here, you know what? You're arguing with his information. You're like, oh, they've been doing this for years. It's like, dude, his information is valid. They did do 14 tests, but my thing was like, this is on the news. This is on the news.
It's not, though.
It is. I literally heard it on the way to work on NPR. Like, it's okay, not like some esoteric news.
But it's public information, but the majority of U.S. news outlets are not reporting.
I think things. What you're saying, Matt, is that you feel like the layman is not in tune with what's cracking right now.
In part, but I feel like it's largely not being reported. At least not all of the events. And, you know, it's no...
Of course, most of the events. We will never know most of the events.
It's no big secret that U.S. media outlets are biased and they have an agenda. And I'm just trying to share news about what's going on in the world. You know, and you can take or leave the information. What I don't like...
Just don't make fun of it.
What I don't like... is feeling personally attacked.
Oh, man. Well, all right. What else with your week, dude?
Well, I didn't want to personally attack you. I took issue with you saying you were educating people.
I was. That's literally what I was trying to do, was inform people.
Yeah, but they have these things called the internet and news outlets where people can get that information.
Most people won't just look it up.
Like, when you looked it up, right? And someone wrote that article.
What?
You didn't write the article.
I think also, like...
You're not a journalist.
As we're doom-scrolling Facebook and Reddit and Instagram, I think
that's another point. This idea... This entire idea that staying up with the news constantly in a 24-hour never-ending news cycle gives you some sort of strategic advantage.
No, that's not what I said at all.
It's not necessarily a good thing. Like,
what I'm saying is it's easy to overlook things as you're going through your day-to-day bullshit. I think that unless
we've overlooked that we were supposed to go to a fucking Chinese buffet. That's what we've overlooked.
I have not overlooked that.
Well, that's what we need.
You guys say this Chinese buffet, but I don't think I've ever shown interest in going to the fucking thing.
Yeah, well, we went to your fucking grill house,
and it was delicious.
It was $9,000.
And it was awesome.
It was okay.
Rhett had like two menu options.
Rhett had mushrooms, dude.
Yep. Bro, come with us to the... We did your thing. You do the Chinese buffet, and it's like $60 for
come
all three of us.
Come eat cat with us.
Do they have soft serve at the Chinese buffet?
Of course they have Chinese soft serve.
As dessert? Because that's the only reason I'll go.
Of course.
What's the dessert menu like?
It's fucking soft serve and almond cookies and Jello. All the usual greats of Chinese buffet desserts.
That's why it's called Super China Buffet.
Exactly.
Not Average China Buffet.
We're talking Average China Buffet, you won't even get soft serve. Yeah,
La Mesa. Hey, well, speaking of which, what's this business I've heard about? Will they, won't they... Soup Plantation coming back.
Okay, there's a local guy. It's not the chain. It's a guy that the La Mesa location specifically.
That's the one like by Played Against Sports.
Yeah, he's reopening that one just like it used to be supposedly.
So, fun story about Soup Plantation. You know the guy that's been on the gym selfies group lately, Luke Weaver?
Yeah, I
saw. So he's an old friend of mine. Luke used to be a big boy like me, and he worked at Soup Plantation, and he did a diet of just like soup and salad from Soup Plantation, lost like 100 pounds, made it in the news and everything, like the Soup Plantation diet. He was big shit in Chula Vista for a little while.
So he's like Jared Fogle without the child abuse?
Child molestation, yes.
Yeah, one step 1,000 steps above abuse.
Yeah.
Hitting a child is one thing.
Yeah, he's like the Jared Fogle of soup plantation.
Right. I guess I would much rather be known for punching a child and without the porn than trying
Okay, so you know about Jared, right, and his porn thing?
Yeah.
He used to be called Jared the Porn King.
Yeah.
Because the only reason he ate Subway was because in his dormitory at the bottom of the floor, there was a Subway, and he used to be Jared the Porn King, where he would just rent out porn videos to people, and his business was so lucrative that he couldn't leave his dorm for very long because he would lose money. So he would just go down to the bottom floor of his dorm, get Subway, and go back up to his dorm to just fucking rent out porn. So he ate it because of proximity and ease of access.
Why do you know so much?
Because like that's just the dumb shit that I rabbit hole.
When was the last time y'all walked into a Subway?
Fuck, it's been forever.
Honestly, last week.
So that smell doesn't leave you for the whole day. The fucking Subway smell. So I went into an office the other day that is next door to a fucking Subway, and I couldn't shake the goddamn smell for like 3 hours, dude. It's horrible.
Last time I went to a Subway, there was a giant bolt baked into my bread.
That's dope. They're trying to give
you more iron, dude.
Got him. Well, that's not a good time to leave.
Huh. Especially because we need to know about your week, dude.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to my schleek.
Bring me a ginger ale.
I'm going to stall for a second.
What about your week? He doesn't need to know about your week. Fuck him.
I'm sure you've been talking to him.
I haven't been talking to you.
I haven't been talking to him for shit.
I've been trying to preserve my sanity.
Have you guys been texting each other?
No. I text him to ask him how he felt about Amy doing our social media, which we will be having updated social media because none of us really post. So Amy, who does social media for a handful of Chula Vista establishments, is going to be taking over the Who Goes There social media and hopefully posting regularly so we can be involved and engaged with social media.
Ah! Social media
outsourcing acolyte. Our work in order to make ourselves more effective. So
this isn't going to be some fucking kind of, you know, what was the chick that John Lennon was with?
Yoko.
It's not going to be some Yoko bullshit, right?
I guarantee you she'll never be on the show.
Never.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I mean, she might be funny. I don't know. Is she funny?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Amy.
You know what? She's super mean-spirited, though. So, like, she'd fit right in.
Well, yeah. It's not. No longer do we need to be funny.
You
we
know,
just need
she.
To talk shit.
I have a video of her.
Oh, do you?
I do have a video of her dipping her hand into the bucket of yuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to see that video.
I had a really good week. Just been really busy.
A good week.
The pets are good. The dogs are adorable. Doxy, the new little wiener dog, is dope. When she runs, she's a long girl and an old girl, and her ears flop around like she's a clown, like a little weasel, like a little clown weasel. And I love her.
I think next thing you gotta do is adopt a ferret.
A ferret would be dope, but that shit's illegal here.
I mean.
I know you don't care, but I do. I'm a law-abiding person. I love laws.
Laws.
You spend so much time in prisons.
Exactly. But yeah, I did see some things. I saw, I finished fucking, this is how I finished Ozark. I downloaded a tower game on my phone, like a tower defense game, those strategy games.
Where you're
fucking building up the gems to update your towers and shit. And looked at that for 80% of the time while the remaining four episodes went off. And then I looked up for the last 10 minutes and was like, oh, it's going like that. Oh, okay, okay. And then it ended and was like, fuck Ozark. This is why I don't commit to a lot of fucking TV shows. That show, whew. And it got to a moment where I've been saying it should have got with this fucking Ruth character. It's like that chick is a liability. You got to take care of her.
I mean, she's been a liability since season one.
Exactly.
I stopped somewhere during season two and I was just like,
it does this thing.
I'm good with all of that.
Oh, characters popular, make them invincible. No, dumbass.
What makes them good is when they're not invincible. Like,
well, yeah.
You know, when they're
like
vulnerable.
The first season of Game of Thrones.
Or like every season of Breaking Bad. All of those characters were vulnerable.
Speaking of which, again.
There's another Game of Thrones show.
Yeah, are you guys at all interested in this thing?
I haven't seen a trailer or anything.
Absolutely not.
I've just heard that there's a House of the Dragon, and I hated the Targaryens, so no.
I don't, it's, dude, that has nothing, it has to do with exactly what happened the last couple seasons with what they had going on. And that's,
is it the same showrunners?
I don't even, dude, it's just, they would,
Benioff and Weiss.
If it is, then absolutely not. If it isn't, then still not until I see and hear some other things those to really convince D&D me to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. No, I'm as for right now, am I interested? No. Am I interested in the idea of a spinoff? No. Like,
give me the Dunkin' Egg spinoff. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'll give you the Dunkin' Sheik spinoff, dude.
I'll tell you what I was interested in, though.
Were they the I Am Barely Breathing?
Was that Dunkin' Sheik, yeah.
Dope. Spotify has been throwing the flies at me a lot lately.
The flies?
Yeah. Got you where I want you.
Got you where I want you. Yeah. That's fucking from Disturbing Behavior.
Is it?
Yeah. Damn,
that's something we should do. For yeah, Patreon.
I agree. I did just watch that a few months ago. We talked about it on here. It was dope. I watched a movie that I'd never seen finally called The Witches of Eastwick.
That's a good movie, man. It's a
fucking great movie. Great dark fantasy comedy. Mm-hmm, Michelle Pfeiffer does great. Susan Sarandon does great. And is also pretty sexy when she makes her transition.
She's always sexy.
And Cher is in her fucking prime and super good. And Jack Nicholson
at the end
dope.
Is disgusting and I love it.
And George Miller directs it and he's fucking, he's such a fucking lunatic. And it really is another very, you can see his total feminism again. Cause he's not only because of like how this ends up, but each one of these female characters, they're allowed to have complexities and imperfections and sexual appetites and all sorts of things. So this was really early. With its analysis of all that stuff, toxic masculinity and patriarchy, but it doesn't do it in some like fucking ham-fisted way. It does it in a very sophisticated way.
And it's got a fucking snake Jack Nicholson.
Exactly.
Which is dope as shit.
It does. And Jack's fucking going off in that. Like I wanted to send you guys like 10 fucking
dude,
scenes,
that scene in the church is like,
it's a great scene.
One of the best.
And I started thinking about like, you know, De Niro played the devil in your guys' favorite movie, the Angel Heart, you know, and Pacino played him in Devil's Advocate.
Which is the best part of that film because otherwise it fucking sucks.
Well, it's got a good speech though, right? Yeah. He's got a good devil speech. And yeah, Nicholson's
speech. He's
got a
great ass.
Great ass!
Yeah. Wow. He really went there.
Goodness. I startled myself.
Sorry about that. Witches of Eastwick. Good it's flick. On HBO Max.
Good flick.
I just realized that skeleton loves cock. And you're about to put another skeleton up in your house.
So many skeletons, dude. There's a skeleton behind that skeleton.
Does it also love cock?
All of the skeletons love cock.
Nice. Tired Ashy, is that what she calls herself on Discord?
Yeah, the K-pop fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, well, she's also a Marvel fan.
She is.
That's a mistake.
And she's also a person who recommended Under the Banner of Heaven, which I had heard about, and I like Andrew Garfield, but I did not know it was based on this true crime book and about a pretty freaking gruesome murder in Utah that's linked to Mormon extremism.
But did they name a shitty new metal band after it?
No.
Okay, good.
Not yet. We can, though. It's never too late.
Yeah.
But
you could start a shitty new metal band. I mean, you are, basically.
I am a shitty new metal band.
So it's this analysis of the Mormon religion, Mormon extremism, and by extension of patriarchal stuff, of belief systems, of family dynamics, of all the toxic stuff that goes on there. And by toxic, I'm not just using it as a buzzword, but I'm saying like how it literally infects every part of fucking daily life. Mm-hmm, and it sucks. And people protect each other in these very innocuous ways. And it's so far, it's up to episode 4. And this is definitely something because of my upbringing, how I, you know, flaked on the church and everything, where seeing Utah in the 80s, like the production design, the recreation of the rituals in the temple is dead fucking on. It's dead on. And I'm like, this must be really pissing people off as far as people in the church. And bingo, it is. So they're doing something right.
They're doing it right.
And also, they revisit the origins of the church and about how Brigham Young sets up a militia to fucking kill people and protect them and all this stuff because it's a real ugly history. And they juxtapose that with the rest of the case. And that's fucking fascinating and really well done and something that I'd always kind of wanted to see. And Andrew Garfield, as usual, that guy is slowly
he's pretty good.
Eased into being one of the best actors of his generation. Why would you show me that?
Just to throw you off your game.
Yep.
Under the Banner of Heaven, that's Jesus on Hulu. It's on Christ. FX and Hulu.
That's fucking nightmare and fuel thanks right to there.
K-pop and Marvel fan Tired Ashy for recommending it. Episode 4 is on tonight, actually.
All right.
And speaking of Evil Dead and ugh, Army of Darkness, ugh, Sam Raimi directed a Marvel movie, and it's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
You know what else he did? Fucking Spider-Man.
Ugh. 1 and 2 and 3. Gross. 1 and 2 were fantastic. I'll say it again.
Ew.
Didn't you say we talked about Spider-Man on two shows? Yeah,
this is number 3. Like the conversations, like there was a handful of things that we talked about 2 weeks in a row that were like almost identical. It was like, didn't we literally just talk about this?
Well, and completely one of the reasons he showed up with that kinetic style with Evil Dead and all that is because he's been a comic fan all of his life.
I thought you were going to say a carny.
He's been a cock fan.
A cock fan?
A cock. You're like cock?
Yeah, and he, you know, so he's like, how do I do these Marvel-like kinetic movements on this low budget? Anyway, you didn't see Doctor Strange, huh?
Not yet. I will. I have two movies that I need to catch up
okay,
on.
Okay, well, there was a lot of stuff about it being a mixed bag. And I will say, yeah, it is a mixed bag. Not everything works in it. It has a multiverse thing. And I'm not going to consider this a spoiler. One of the multiverse worlds where a lot of time is spent. Here's how multiverse it is, right? It's like Manhattan, but there's flowers everywhere. And you go on red lights instead of green.
Oh.
Like, it's not very creative.
But, like, does it interact with the Cloverfield multiverse?
Oh, God. And on the heels of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and what it did with this concept, it's just like, you have been outshined as
Chris before Cornell your movie said. Even came out.
Yeah, as far as that. Now, that being said, it has a lot. When people talk about Sam Raimi's involvement, and there are horror elements in this. Scott Derrickson did the first one. Do you guys know what he did?
Two chicks at the same time, man?
Exactly. No, he dope. Did Sinister.
Oh, dope.
He did Sinister and a couple other things. And he's got The Black Phone coming out this summer. Mm-hmm. So he's a horror guy.
With Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, and so he wanted to go full horror in the sequel, and that's kind of what led to him and Marvel's fallout.
I want to go full horror this summer.
So Sam Raimi's like, well, I'd love to come back to freaking Marvel and do a Doctor Strange movie, and I can be like homogenized PG-13 horror for you, because I haven't done a movie in about 10 years, and the last one was The Abysmal Oz, The Great and Powerful. However, Raimi's in full fucking control in certain scenes here. Like, there's this death sequence, Jorge and Matt, where...
Oh, I don't care.
These several characters die. You would if you saw the scene. They show the death of several of these characters in a multiverse thing, and it's like fucking full Raimi. Like, it's complete. Like, his style is on full display, and it's great to see that because they're really creative kills.
I just want the death of the full Marvel universe. That's what I want.
No, you don't. No. And, well, yes, you do. You want Infinity War, but you only get half in that one.
No, I mean, like, I want it to just stop.
That's Secret Wars, but then it's going to come back.
I don't want any more of these superhero movies.
Damn, dude, don't say that.
Yeah, you say that, but then you like them.
I don't.
You do.
And I don't watch them.
We do this. We've already done this.
We haven't done
this. You liked The Dark Knight. You liked Logan. Which one was that
one? Logan was tight.
Of course. Well, then that's it. You're done. Like, already done. With okay, no. What
so
you said.
The X-Men movie, like X-Men First Class was dope. Logan was dope.
There you go. There you go.
And those two were dope.
And X-Men 2 was dope.
I didn't like X-Men 2. I didn't like X-Men 1.
The Dark Knight was dope. And you liked Infinity War.
Dark Knight was pretty good. I liked the first one better, though.
You liked Batman? Oh, so you liked another comic movie.
With the Scarecrow. That's not a Marvel movie.
It doesn't matter.
I said Marvel Universe.
X-Men.
Yeah, those two movies. Those were early on. And now
you liked
just,
Infinity War.
Now they're just cranking them out. I don't think I saw Infinity War. Was that the one? Was that the one with the snap?
Did you see the new Doctor Strange?
I didn't see that.
Did you see the new Doctor Strange?
No,
I did. So, they're throwing a lot of stuff at you, and not all of it works. But the horror elements that are in there, like there's some really creative shit with necromancy, which is surprising to see in a Marvel movie. But Doctor Strange at the end of this movie does the most Doctor Strange thing ever, and I wish I could say what it is in a sentence, but it's a big spoiler. It continues what was going on in WandaVision with Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen. Not all of the character motivations make a lot of sense to me sometimes, but it's fucking super fun. It's one of those movies where I would be honest, I'm compromised because it has this occult stuff. It has fucking Scarlet Witch. It has Doctor Strange. It has a lot of cool shit that I like. But it is a bit of a mess, and not all of it fucking works. But the ending is dope.
All right. Cool.
Danny Elfman does the score, and I don't know why it sucks.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Because it shouldn't.
He did a song in Army of Darkness, too. At least one.
I think he did the score, yeah.
Did he?
And he did the Spider-Man movies. And he did Batman. Danny Elfman's a fucking genius, but I wasn't seen him recently? The score in this.
He's fucking shredded.
Jacked as fuck, and it makes me like you already were Danny Elfman.
Like, I remember him being kind of like, not chubby, but like a little fluffy. Maybe I'm just mistaken,
He's shredded, covered with tattoos.
Shredded.
And
as he looks always, like Iggy Pop.
Yeah, he's always looked maniacal.
But minus now, the heroin.
He's in his 60s, and it's just, or it has to be pushing 60 at least.
Yeah. Yeah, because no, they were full-on adults in Back to School, which was like 85, 86.
That's a good flick, man.
It's dope. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
With Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
Ooh, I gotta watch that with High Sophia.
Back to School is dope.
Because she loved, her favorite part of Caddyshack, because she had never seen it, was Rodney Dangerfield. So we gotta watch Back to School.
I watched Real Genius the other day.
Fuck, that's good. I've never seen Real Genius. I really haven't.
It's good, man. I like that flick a lot.
So speaking of Everything Everywhere All at Once, I didn't watch it.
Oh.
But I did watch another movie starring someone that's in that movie who just at 90-something years old got a star on the Walk of Fame. I'm talking about James Hong, who played Lo Pan in motherfucking Big Trouble in Little China. So I watched Big Trouble. I went on a Kurt Russell trip this week. I watched Big Trouble in Little China.
Attaboy.
I watched Used Cars, which if you haven't seen Used Cars, is from 1980, I believe. It's pretty fucking funny, pretty raunchy. It's an R-rated comedy. The jacket that he wears in Big Trouble in Little China when he goes into the White Tiger is the same jacket he wore as a used car salesman in Used Cars. And then I watched Overboard, which is kind of where I got my affinity for sleeveless shirts because he does this a bunch. And so I'm like, damn, that looks super dope. You can just show your nipples for no reason.
You
can
just do that.
Yeah, so you could do that. So that's what I did. I watched those movies this week. It was super tight.
Nice.
Is Overboard Captain Jack?
No, that's Captain Ron.
Captain Jack, we'll get you high tonight. Overboard
is the movie where he's a lowly carpenter.
Fucks Susan Sarandon?
No, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
He's a carpenter, and she's this rich bitch.
She
hires him to build this like fancy closet, and he builds it, and then she fucking stiffs him. And then her husband fucking basically flips her overboard, hence the title. She gets amnesia.
Oh, overboard.
And he finds her in the hospital, and he's like, yep, that's my wife. And he's like, I'm going to get money out of this bitch, like, because like she owes me money. And then he says, like, yeah, that's my wife. Brings her home and like gets her to do chores and stuff. And it's this like funny, like, you know, odd couple kind of thing. And then she like gets her memory back, but then finds out that like she actually loves him. And you know, it's a great story.
Is there a movie with Kurt Russell where he's like I know you're gonna say fucking Captain whatever the fuck, but where he's like a boat captain?
Captain Ron.
Is that the one where he fucks the dude's wife like while they're on vacation?
He cucks the dude.
I
think so.
That sounds about right.
Fun story about Captain Ron.
Fun story.
When I was in New York, I saw the band Murder by Death on a boat in the New York Harbor in front of the Statue of Liberty, and the captain's name was Captain Ron, and we did donuts in the boat in front of the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
And it's not a movie that I've seen yet. However, tomorrow, so by the time this episode comes out, the first film I recorded will have released its official trailer, Appetite for Sin, starring myself and Ari Lehman, who played the original Jason, Eileen Dietz, who played Pazuzu in The Exorcist, Sean Whalen, who was in everything, Roach and People Under the Stairs, and basically a whole bunch of other horror fans, and then has music by this band that wears vampire teeth that we're not allowed to talk about anymore.
I think we are now.
Are we? Well, still, yeah.
We weren't allowed to before, and we broke the rule.
The trailer for Appetite for Sin will be released. So that's dope. I'm excited about that.
Mm. So that's your connection with that band?
I guess. I didn't even know they had music in it until like 3 days ago when they started hyping it up.
What's your connection with Appetite for Destruction from Guns N' Roses?
I heard it in 1987 when it came out, because I have a half sister who's 2 years older than me, and she was really into that.
Is that the cover that has the alphabet soup?
No.
No, that's some other bullshit.
That's Blind Melon.
No, the alphabet soup is the spaghetti incident.
But that doesn't have alphabet soup. That's
after that Use Your Illusions parts 1 through 50.
And alphabet GNR Lies.
Soup rock cover. Let
me see. I think you're thinking of Blind Melon.
Am I thinking about
it's on the back of their second album called
No. It's like it's the dude eating the soup. But no, I'm talking about like
the spaghetti. That's the back of Blind Melon's second record.
I gave you the answer, and now you don't. The spaghetti incident.
But that's not alphabet soup. That's actually spaghetti. You're thinking of the back of Blind Melon's second record.
You're thinking of Ugly Kid Joe.
Ah, yes. I don't know how long ago. Is it? I see what you're saying. It's a guy with soup, but I
alphabet soup.
Anywho. Whatever, dude. Whatever. Whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Any news we should get to, gentlemen?
James Hong got a star on the Walk of Fame. That's dope.
That is pretty
93
dope.
Years old, right?
They got to pay a shitload of money for that, right? Like 75 grand or something garbage. Like
I don't
that.
Know that it's that much, but yeah, they buy their own star, which is weird. Like, it kind of defeats, like, not defeats the purpose, but like defeats the importance of it.
Of course.
You know, like, you're just telling everybody how great you are, that you deserve to be.
It's almost
recognized.
Like the star wasn't important.
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like preserving your legacy, I guess.
It's almost like what was important was the star in your heart, dude.
The star that was inside us all along.
Have you seen the Sneetches, dude? Some have
stars
on their bellies, and some do not
some have
thars.
Stars upon thars.
Stars dude. Upon thars.
Have you shown your kids that?
Yeah, they love that one.
It looks like...
And the Zax.
Reanimated just got a new Deftones vinyl in.
You're going to buy that shit, dude?
I think so.
Oh!
Also, Reanimated has the first Jason vinyl that I released.
Also, Reanimated Records just expanded.
I know. It's like twice the size.
I have yet to go check it out.
It's super dope.
I'm hoping he put up that fucking Dawn of the Dead poster I gave him, but we'll see.
He did. I saw it, and I was like, you got that from George, didn't you? And he's like, I did. And I was like, of course you did.
Speaking of which, it's like just not the same now, and it's basically... Well, it's because I got the...
now, dude.
Well, I got the newer car... Like, fucking, there is no, I'm not buying CDs or cassettes anymore. It's over. It's just over.
Is that because your car doesn't have a CD or cassette player?
That's right. I'm not like, it was fun. And I do miss that, the physical media thing. But it's like, once it's like, oh, my phone and Spotify, it's over.
You know what that is, dude?
So it's sad.
It's media erasure right there. So they can just take it away. Like when you want to watch Super Mario Brothers, they're like, oh, sorry. Yeah, can't find that anywhere.
Yeah, Bo finally got a copy of it today, but that'll be for next time.
That's how that fucking Sinbad Genie movie happened, like you talked about. Like, oh yeah, show us a physical copy.
Yeah, right?
But you can't
like
find it.
The Berenstain Bears.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one either. Yeah,
I heard that was left in the episode.
What?
Blank erasure.
It was not.
He took it out.
Damn, you are savvy.
Against my wishes.
Well, it's in the Patreon. If you want to hear what we were talking about, go to the Patreon, the Who Goes Her Patreon, which Matt will tell you about right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Got him.
If you didn't realize, we're the longest running horror podcast out there. Prove me wrong.
In the history of mankind.
We've been doing this
prove me wrong
for 9 years. All them other nobodies are long gone, and we're fucking icons to the point where we don't even need to turn the mic on, and you know who the fuck we are. So, like, if you want to be part of something that's bigger than Jesus and bigger than the horror community as a whole, go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. You can see how the sausage is made. You'll get the pre-show audio, exclusive episodes like the one we're going to do on Super Mario Brothers. You'll get to hear all the dumb shit that we say that George doesn't feel like should go out to the airwaves, because trust me, there's a good amount of it. And, you know, you'll get access to the cesspool of a Discord.
It is a cesspool.
And you'll get, you know, some exclusive merchandise and some other fun stuff. We'll get to make fun of you in real time.
Yes.
And I got to introduce two Patreon homies, two longtime homies, Lacey and Horror Nicole from Instagram. They were both at the Deftone show in Indianapolis, and I got them to meet up. And
there
now
you
they're
go,
friends.
Attaboy.
Look at that. Friends meeting friends through friends. It's dope.
Speaking of friends, returning Patreon homies, Robin Holm out there from
Sweden.
From Sweden.
Yeah. He's directing a bunch
of
movies.
Directing his ass. ass off. So go check him out on everywhere, I'd assume.
Check it out now.
Jay Klein is back, yep. The homie. And then Matt.
Yeah, Matt Moran.
Moran.
There was somebody that had a weird name. No, it was, there's another one, but I don't know where the fuck they went.
Did you delete?
Where are those guys at?
Did you delete it, little homie?
I don't think I did, but like they had like, their pledge had an A in front of it, so they're definitely from another country. I don't know if it's from Australia or something.
Hopefully, find like, out, dude.
I can't find it anywhere, but I definitely no. And I saw it because I messaged you as soon as I saw it. I'm like, holy fuck, we got four like in a week.
Oh no,
which is super dope.
Oh no,
yeah, that's pretty fucking rad. I'm excited about that.
Well, other guy from the E country, let us know because we fucked up and we don't know who you are.
And now that George mentioned Robin, that did remind me of a piece of news. Mutant Blast is finally available in the US. Troma is finally releasing the fucking DVD, a two-disc DVD with DVD. Behind the scenes and a special short and all kinds of other stuff. Go pick that up. You'll understand what my leg tattoo means. You'll understand why that's in my top five favorite movies of all time, because it's batshit insane.
It is a fun film. All right, idiots.
But it's not important because North Korea is shooting missiles into the ocean.
Yeah. And there's a Russian warship outside of Hawaii.
Don't sleep on Hawaii. This. You're just distracted by Mutant Blast and K-pop.
You see the bear?
That's the other thing I took issue with.
We'll be right back to talk about a film. Or I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
What do you
mean?
That's fair.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Bye. Well, we've just figured out the slate for the next few movies. My God.
What a shit show.
What a shit show, dude. This is like,
what do you mean?
The year of our Lord 2022 has continued and will continue to fuck us.
That's not true.
In the ass.
Well, I mean, some of us like that, dude.
I know. It's a big thing now. Like, I'm surprised on TikTok how many dudes want to get pegged. I mean, that's pre-show talk.
You're surprised on TikTok?
How many want to get pegged? Yeah, because like people, like, you know, some people are just like, I don't even want a finger in my butt. And now it's like, yeah, just get a fucking strap on and just rail my ass.
How do you feel about the subject?
Me?
Just get a strap on, rail my ass.
Nah, like, I'll stick with a finger, dude. That's cool.
So getting railed is where you drop.
Yeah, them. Yeah. You know, like, I want to do the railing.
Well, guess what?
We're railing?
We're getting railed.
Yeah.
And we're fucking back.
We've been getting railed for years.
Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little film, 1992's Army of Darkness, written and directed by Sam Raimi, starring Bruce Campbell, Embeth Davids, Marcus Gilbert, Ian Abercrombie. Richard Grove as Duke Henry the Red. Dope. Timothy Patrick Quill, Michael Earl Reed, Bridget Fonda as Linda.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Patricia Tallman, Ted Raimi. Oh, I always like his movies. I think he's a goofball, but I like him. I like him. Anywho, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Army of Darkness, dude?
I think since this is your pick, you should go first.
You think?
Yeah.
You
picked this.
I'll go. It has been a good long while since I've seen Army of Darkness. I kind of forgot how not so great the last third of that movie is. Once they get back to the castle, dude, I'm kind of like, I don't think this is a very good movie anymore. It spends an eternity at this castle, and it slogs. I will say though, the rest of this movie is fucking top notch, dude. This fucking movie is awesome. It's good. I like it a lot. I do like this movie quite a bit, even with that castle bullshit, which is a little bit boring to me. Still.
So what you're saying is, it got real ugly.
Yeah, sure.
That's a line from when they're at the castle.
Yeah, sure. I got it. Mm. Yeah, sure. What about you? What
yeah,
did you
sure.
Think?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to disagree with you because it's dope. It's everything I wanted. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
What do you mean you disagree with me? I like the movie.
No, I disagree with you about the last third.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize like how well paced it is, like how it's just continuously got something going on. It's kind of, for me, it's all killer, no filler. Like I expected there to be like a lot of downtime or like story development or character development, but they do that as they like are hitting jokes. It's basically like a horror Monty Python meets the Three Stooges with shitty green screen. And I love it. This is the kind of shitty green screen that I'm all for. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of CGI that's shit that I'm all for. You know, not like that fucking Foo Fighters.
Enough time has gone by where it's endearing.
It's not even that shit though, because it's not CGI. Most of the shitty green screen effects are
what I mean, like the skeletons and shit. Well, yeah, but it's like it's charming and it's fun and it's like it doesn't take itself seriously. Even to, you know, like we got some guff for the Foo Fighters movie because they're like, well, you know, I don't know what you guys expected. It's supposed to be fun, but it's like, it's supposed to be, but I feel like it missed the mark. Like this is so firmly like tongue planted in cheek that it's obvious what they're going for. And I love every minute of it. And it's got so many great one-liners. I still don't know where he pulled the shotgun out of. Because when he's in the pit, he does not have it in his little holster. But
who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, that's just a little.
That makes it even better.
That's just a little thing. It's like, where did he get the shotgun from? They gave him the chainsaw back, but
he just apparated it.
He just pulled it out of his ass.
And back here in a holster.
It wasn't in the holster because I noticed. I'm like, oh, he doesn't have a shotgun. When does he get that back? But maybe he just likes to be pegged. So that's just where he stores it. It is in his prison wallet. I'm a big fan.
Sensitive to people getting their prison wallet fucked right now.
I mean, is it?
Yes.
Maybe they're enjoying it. You know, we were just talking about how much
people like
getting
pegged. I'm not
saying
I don't like it that you said it. I'm just pointing out that it's insane.
It's like, as long as it's a rubber dick, it's fine. But if it's a real
dick.
Once
it's a shotgun, then it's...
Oh, yeah. It's cold hard steel, baby.
What about you, little homie?
The gentleman about Studio 666 who said, I don't know what you guys expected. Listen to the episode and you'll hear me mention that someone will hear this or see this and be like, it is exactly what I expected. No more, no less. It's a Foo Fighters movie. So good job saying exactly what I said someone would say about that. I would like you to know.
I don't even know where... what?
Yeah.
Good thing he's not a patron.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, he's like, I don't know what you expected.
He was going to be until just now.
Well, he's not going to be a patron. He's just going to go to concerts and take bad photos. I've seen his Instagram. So, wow. Which is fine. I mean,
you can get made fun of in real time like that if you're on the Patreon.
Even if you're not on the Patreon.
Well, you can make comments.
That's not real time. He's got to wait to hear it.
You can make comments about the Instagram thing and not listen to the episode also. So, it's a free fucking world, right?
True.
Yeah. Well, come on. Get some help. Right?
Oh, he's finally said it.
Yeah, finally.
Well, he didn't say stop it, so he didn't say the whole thing.
That's true. So, apparently, Army of Darkness is now a 4.5-star film.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
So out of 10.
Out of 25.
I saw Army of Darkness when the Cinema Star in Chula Vista, Jorge, opened up, and Matt.
Bro, that's where I saw it too.
I was in 5th grade. We had they were giving out free movie tickets.
I went with the guy that was the guitar player from Stranger that did all the meth. Oh,
really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's dope. I was talking about that earlier.
Here's the thing, though. So I grew up, like, as you know, Mormon kid and all that. And I saw Army of Darkness without seeing Evil Dead 1 or 2 and had no clue what it was connected to.
I was the same way.
Because we were that age. It was like 92 or 93 or 92 probably. I don't know, 90 around there. Right, when did this fucking
92. You were right. Okay. Yeah, you were good.
Yeah, I was 10 years old and I remember like being like, this is pretty cool and pretty silly and but also pretty cheap and this and that because I was 10. I'm like, okay. Anyway, like watching this now, and I've seen it a couple times between now and then. I kind of love the hell out of the whole thing, except I will agree with Jorge. The last third to me is the weakest part. Mm-hmm. And it's where you can see, though, this is like Raimi really swinging for the fences after doing Evil Dead 1 and 2, where he's like, I've got a slightly bigger budget and I want to do something more ambitious, but I'm still hindered by the budget.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with these skeletons? So he's got like, he's got stop motion skeletons. He's got some like
puppet skeletons.
Puppet skeletons. He's got dudes dressed up as skeletons.
It's all of them voiced by Rhett.
And all of them are voiced exactly.
They are you.
Like
that was dude. That
I'll
was
cut
like,
out your gizzard.
Like, as I'm watching this fucking movie and the skeletons are like slowly coming on, are on screen and they're like, yeah. And I was like, God damn, dude. Like that's our boy right there. That's Rhett as a skeleton.
Well. And it's a good example to me of what Matt was talking about, where even with scenes where there's not much going on, they invest it with something stupid or goofy or inventive.
I think that's
constantly. Like he's all, she probably grew up, or he's like, what'd you do? Grow up in a barn? And then under his breath, he's like, she probably did grow up in a barn. And it's like, and Sophia started laughing, like, so dumb. I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what kind of bugs me about the back third, is that like I think it, although they're still going like a yuck a minute, I just think it loses a little bit of the slapstickiness up until evil Ash fucking his fucking skull explodes. Like that shit was bonkers. But like, yeah, man, like up until that point, it's just like it's pure stupidity and it's great.
Oh yeah.
I would have enjoyed after Ash grabbing the Necronomicon, like seeing some of his like journey home, like being chased, you know, by something, which would have been pretty cool to cut down the castle stuff a little bit and extend, because there's points at the end where you're like, I haven't seen Ash in like 5 minutes.
Oh, because it's all, yeah, it's got to show what's happening with all the other characters and what they're up to and how they're all fighting. And it's, I mean, the other characters, like they're, I don't know. It's easy to like them, even though there's like very little like backstory going on with them. It's just like, oh yeah, this guy's like the dick who like kind of runs the area, but he winds up coming around because he realizes Ash is helpful. And then they got the, what's his fucking name? I want to call him Eric the Red, but I know that's not it.
Pretty,
it's Richard
you're,
or something.
You're close.
Richard
you're
the
close.
Red.
It's Duke Henry the Red.
Duke Henry the Red. Yeah, like that guy. It's like,
that's you, dude.
They tell so much story with that guy, like immediately, where it's like, oh yeah, he's one of the leaders of this rival, I want to say tribe, that's not the right word, but whatever. And they capture him, and then like Ash makes a friend of him, so you know he's gonna come back. It's like freeing the dog at the beginning of Resident Evil 4. It's like you do a good deed and it'll come back to you tenfold. You know, like not no good deed goes unpunished, but like it actually it goes good for him.
It was not punished.
Yeah, not unpunished.
Not punished.
Not punished.
Not unpunished.
Yeah. You know, double negatives. They're confusing. But
so I will say, dude, I will say this. Like, I remember as a kid, because I hadn't seen Evil Dead, I'm like, dude, this fucking Ash must be like a brilliant, like he must be brilliant in the fucking, in like the real world, so to speak. Because I'm like, dude, how the fuck does this dude make a fuck?
Oh yeah,
make a fucking robotic hand.
One of them, he's like, your primitive mind wouldn't understand things with like alloys and molecular structures, and you know, it's like, oh, he knows what he's talking about. But like, if you've seen the other ones, you know, he's just kind of like a dude.
Well, now
kind of
he works at S-Mart though, but in this world, S-Mart is a highly reputable place. This is Ash.
I mean, yeah. S-Mart is actually a chain of stores in Mexico.
It has been a little bit since I've seen Evil Dead, but was Ash that slapsticky in
yes. Not in the first one. The first one was more serious and more scary. The second
or
one,
I guess, even more to the point, was he always like a dick to women?
Let's.
I don't think as much. I don't think as much.
Because goddamn, man, he's like. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to dig into this shit real good.
We didn't get an opportunity to see him interact with women that long before they became fucking deadites previously. Now we get to see him be just completely chauvinistic, like, give me some sugar, baby.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun.
He's like, first you want to kill me.
And here's the thing, too, like,
blow.
This movie.
What is he saying there, blow?
All three of the Evil Dead movies.
Make like the wind and blow.
Okay.
Yeah, all three of the Evil Dead movies like work because of obvious. I mean, this is an obvious thing, but we're doing the movie, and not everyone. Maybe it's been a while for some people.
It's been a while.
Or maybe someone's listening that never saw Army of Darkness, right? So, I mean, shit, we hadn't seen it in a while, right?
There'll be people.
But Sam Raimi, like, when you see, what's the big deal with Sam Raimi? It's like, it's on display here. Like, yeah. With the slapstick, with the kinetic camera movements, with the oddball angles that really work.
Willem Dafoe was in this film.
Was he?
As one of the demons.
Oh.
There's some, and his buddy, which they knew each other, I guess, from, was it college or film school or something? I don't know where they met. I read something.
Who, Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Now, Bruce Campbell is horror legend, and this is why. Like, when you rewatch this, the guy is a fucking cartoon. Like, he is a living, breathing cartoon. Yep. His line delivery, like, I cannot imagine someone being mediocre and delivering
and
these lines.
And not going full, like, yeah, not going
You have to play it straight and completely
and
commit
it's like the,
for
the
this
first
work.
One is not funny. It's so much more, like, horror, like, steered towards horror.
Right.
But watching this one, I'm like, man, he's really good with physical comedy. Like some of his facial expressions, like when he, when the mirror breaks and he's all those little tiny ashes and he's just kind of flailing his arms about when he's running and stuff like that. I'm like, man, like, I don't think he gets enough credit for how physically funny he is. Like not just his line, because his line delivery is great.
Speaking of which, in the new Doctor Strange movie, Bruce Campbell has a cameo, as he does in Sam Raimi movies.
As he does in every movie.
And he, Doctor Strange puts a spell on him where his hand attacks him. Get it?
That's great.
Do you get it?
That's great.
Yeah.
They even do the little callback in this one where he cuts off the Deadite's hand and it goes up and gets the guy in the face. Yeah. They have the little Gulliver's Travel nod where he gets tied down.
You know what I really love about it is it's basically like four or five horror films in one. You've got like the body horror stuff. You've got that fucking that death pit in the beginning, which is like, you know, such a cool idea that like this fucking little podunk town has a death pit.
Yeah,
a
dude.
Shitload of blood.
Boba Fett's in there.
Boba Fett's in there. That's true.
That's dope. You know, he's only in the movie for like 3 seconds, but like he becomes an iconic character.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to me that like you go from Evil Dead to the sequel, and then it's Army of Darkness. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what happened?
Yeah, they're like, just like, fuck it. Let's just do whatever the fuck we want.
And I'm pretty sure this was after Darkman, right? That must have been.
Darkman?
You've never seen Darkman, dude? That's a good flick.
No. It's a Sam Raimi movie, and it's the first comic movie he did, but it was an original. It's R-rated, and it's Liam Neeson, but way before Schindler's List or anything.
What was the one with Kevin Bacon? Was that The Invisible Man?
That's Hollow Man. Paul Verhoeven did. But that's no, right. Darkman, I think, came
out
in 90.
Guy that, the guy that did Barbed Wire.
It was two...
Don't. It was 2 years after Darkman.
Right. So it makes sense. Sam Raimi, his jump to the big leagues with the studio system was Darkman. And so then he wanted to return to Evil Dead with something a little more ambitious, right, after this. So it makes sense. When you look at his discography, he went back
you mean filmography?
Discography. I'm looking at him like he's like
a musician. He's just like a free form
You've
jazz
never seen
musician.
Darkman?
No.
Let's do Darkman.
It's a good flick, man.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
I know nothing about it.
It always, like the little fucking drinking bird toy. I was like,
I don't even fucking remember that.
That's good.
Oh, stuff. The bad guy, huh? The that's return he, of
that's
Durant.
How he, that's how he kills him. Or that kills him. That's how Durant. That's how he maims him.
Darkman. I'm gonna have to look that up.
But yeah, man. And also speaking of which, the digital copy that is on HBO Max.
I think I've
looks
seen that cover.
Fucking phenomenal.
It
like,
does.
It looks super crisp, and it also like it brings into light how shitty the fucking like the green screen stuff is. But dude, the stop motion effects. Fucking fantastic. They're super well done. It still holds up. I think that's the most impressive thing to me is that as a goofy film from 92 that has no business aging as well as it does, it holds the fuck up, and I'm super
it's time proof too, because the stuff that looks shoddy is just endearing, because as with each passing year it's just kind of like with the goofy tone. It doesn't jar against it. It's like, yeah, it's goofy. Cool. oh, look, there's a green screen fucking vortex. Cool, I'm good with that.
And it's got enough, like, as comedic as it is, it's got enough elements in it that can be scary for young children, you know?
It really
like,
does, yeah.
I mean, that deadite that comes out of the wall is pretty fucking scary. Like, Evil Ash, when he's, you know, the dead Evil Ash is pretty fucking scary. The makeup in this is actually really good for being, I don't know what the budget on this is, but I can't imagine it was that big, but...
Check this
the things
out.
That they managed to do with this, it's fucking great.
Well, yeah, Army of Darkness was produced as part of a production deal between Raimi and Universal Pictures after the financial success of Darkman. So based upon the success of Darkman...
Like, how much money you want, dude?
Yeah.
But then they're like, you know what? We don't like this movie at all. We're going to cut this movie a bunch. We're going to delay it for a year. We're going to like change a bunch of stuff. We're not going to let you name it what you wanted. Like, they didn't want it to have anything to do with the Evil Dead. Like, because he wanted to name it The Medieval Dead. And they're like, nah, you're not going to do that. And then he's like, okay, well, let's do it, The Evil Dead Army of Darkness. And they're like, no, we don't want it associated with Evil
it's
Dead.
It's cool, though, that he still does some oddball stuff, though, like in the title card, it says Bruce Campbell versus the Army of Darkness.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I think that's, so the DVD that I had, I might still have it, but I don't have the case. It was like this bootleg looking cover where it looked like a brown paper sack, and on it was written Bruce Campbell versus the Evil Dead.
That's badass.
And or versus the Army of Darkness. And there's like four cuts of this movie. There's like a producer's cut. There's the cut that we saw on HBO Max. There's a European cut, and then there's
which has the alternate ending.
And then there's a made for TV cut where it's like 90 minutes and has like a bunch of added on footage. And I think it might have the original ending, because the original ending was instead of going back to his time, Ash goes to like a post-apocalyptic England. And they were doing that to set up like Evil Dead 4, which was going to have Ash leading an army of robots against the Deadites, which like, I still want to see that, because that sounds fucking dope. Like, just the, like, Ash trying to communicate with an AI that doesn't understand like social cues and like people, like, you know, sarcasm and stuff
so
like
with
that.
Me.
Yeah, basically. It's like,
I don't understand sarcasm.
It's like,
oh wait,
me,
that was sarcasm.
Me trying to lead Rhett. That's the oddball couple that you would get in Evil Dead 4.
Gotcha.
Instead of the blood-soaked gore fest that we got for Evil Dead 4, which is technically not Evil Dead 4.
Army of Snarkness.
Hey, oh boy,
we should cut that, because that should be a t-shirt right there.
Army of Snarkness.
Yeah, we don't want people taking that idea. We don't want people taking that idea
I'm
from
sure
us.
Somebody's done it before, and we'll get fucking.
Did either of you watch Ash versus the Evil Dead?
I watched like two episodes before Alia got tired of it, and then I didn't go back.
See, I watched the entire first season and really enjoyed it, and I was actually really impressed what it did with lore, and also Bruce Campbell again, like he does it the whole time. Like, he does not deviate
from the character.
He's fucking Ash.
Well, see, and that's...
And I didn't get the other... I didn't watch the other season, but I should. I really liked it.
So that show picks up after the ending that we saw.
For S-Mart.
So, yeah, the S-Mart ending.
Right
so,
on it. Right
so
on it.
That's,
dude, I remember that.
That's the canon ending. And then I read this thing today where it says that all three of the Evil Dead movies can, like, basically be cut together to be, like, one continuous film. You lose a little bit of, like, the recap at the beginning.
Right.
But it can all just be spliced together into one film.
Which ending did you guys get as children? Like, which do you remember seeing
I'm
the first
time? I'm
pretty
sure... I saw it in theater, so I'm pretty sure I saw the S-Mart.
I saw the S-Mart. I remembered... seeing that in the theater when I watched it a couple nights ago.
The same. And it wasn't until, I think it wasn't until one of my buddies got a VHS copy of some like recorded off a TV or some bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
This isn't how it ends.
I've gone too far. I'm like, this isn't this fucking same movie. See, what the hell?
So I'd read that they did, they actually released that ending in theaters at the same time. So like, depending on where you saw the movie in theaters, you could have got the ending that we got on HBO Max or the post-apocalyptic ending.
Did you guys, well, you did. Sam Raimi has the cameo at the end in the S-Mart.
He's actually got four cameos in this.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So he's got the one where it's his face, but then there was the guy like where he yells out like, "You have my sword," or some shit like that. That was him. There was another guy, like some soldier that was whining about not wanting to die. And then I think he was one of the Deadites.
And then at the end, he's in the S-Mart store. Did you see him, Jorge? He's a guy with glasses.
That's his brother.
No, that's Sam Raimi.
That was Sam.
No, it's his brother.
No, that was Sam.
That's Sam.
I know what Sam looks like.
Are you guys sure?
I'm dead sure.
It's what's his name? It's
and
it's,
also it has him on the sidelines during the final shot.
It's Ted
shot.
Raimi at the S-Mart at the end, right?
Sam.
No, Sam.
Are y'all sure?
Yeah.
Unless, Sam. Do they look exactly the same at that age?
It's Sam. Sam.
Bro, because I swear to God, I'm like, that's the same. It's the same fucking guy.
It's Sam.
Yeah, it's the same guy. It's Sam Raimi.
That's fucking crazy. Sam Raimi.
Because I'm like, that's Ted.
Yeah, no, it's going to be Sam.
It's Ted.
We're going to have to go with Sam.
He's even wearing a name tag that says, I am Sam.
It's Ted.
It's Sam.
Yeah, he has him billed in the credits as Sam Raimi.
Sam.
Yeah.
Not Ted.
It says, I am Sam Raimi.
But the last shot of the movie where Bruce Campbell's taking the woman in his arms and all that shit, it has Sam Raimi on the side, and he's just looking at him like, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, then what did his brother play then?
I don't know that his brother helped write anything.
He's in the thing. He's cast as a person.
Then look up which fucking person.
It should, that's what it I'm trying have to, his but credit. I was convinced that was him.
Well, you're convinced wrong.
No.
You went too far,
he's
dude.
He's Cowardly Warrior, so that's clearly not what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
Cowardly Warrior was the guy in S-Mart, clearly. Yeah.
Cowardly Warrior eating the alphabet soup, dude, on the Guns N' Roses album.
That's totally it, man. That's totally it.
That's him. That's Sammy Boy.
That's Ted.
That's Sam.
It says Ted Raimi and Bruce Campbell in Army of Fucking Darkness, you fucks.
That's Sam.
Fuck you both.
That's Sam.
So fucking right, and fuck you two both right in your dumb faces.
That's Sam.
God damn, it feels good to be right. Sam,
just because you...
Yet again.
You're so wrong. Just because you looked up a Google Images...
You guys love
look
to
it.
Be yeeted on.
Look at so I just looked so up Sam Raimi S-Mart. I just looked up Sam Raimi S-Mart and got what I was looking for.
And there's fucking Ted again. It says Ted Raimi.
I'm going to look it up too. Oh. Just so I can show you double. Double. Sam Raimi... Army.
It feels good.
Darkness.
Watch, bitch.
It feels so good.
Watch, bitch.
It says right there, Ted Raimi. Oh, it feels good.
It says, similarly, Raimi's brother Ted has a habit of appearing in all his films, and he plays no fewer than three characters and an S-Mart employee.
Oh, just like me and Matt told you. It feels so good to be right. It feels so good.
We said it was Sam,
good.
And you're like, oh. Excuse me.
It says right there, Ted Raimi.
It says it right here. It's Ted.
Look, dude, just because
you kept saying it's Sam.
Just because you looked up an article doesn't mean it's fucking true.
There he is right there, too. Same guy.
There he is.
Same guy. That's Sam.
No.
Sam's
that's
better looking.
Cowardly Warrior.
Bro, I literally typed in Sam Raimi, Army of Darkness cameo.
You guys are actually wrong
on
this one.
Look, see? Right there. Right there.
It does say it, though.
It says Ted, you dumb motherfucker.
That's what we've been saying, and you've been saying it's Sam. You've been it's Sam.
Oh, it's so good. It's Sam. It's so good. I love it. Oh.
He actually had four cameos.
Actually, I'm going to go with Sam. Agree to disagree.
Oh, man. I'm going to post an article about it. It's going to be so good. I'm going to educate y'all.
You post an article about it?
I'm going to educate y'all.
You know what? I feel like you're personally attacking me.
I can't sleep on this.
Fucking sleep on it.
Don't sleep on Ted Raimi.
I'm going to get Ashy.
How did you know that was Ted?
Because it looks like him.
I've never seen Ted.
I couldn't even find
him. You know why? I didn't know Ted was in his movies like that. So I didn't know. So this is like a Ron Howard.
You just got, you fucking hard on collided yourself.
I literally
do that frequently.
I literally went off of what it said on IMDb. Oh.
I went off.
And it had said that
seeing
that
him and being like, that looks like Sam Raimi.
Sam.
And I'm like, that looks like Sam Raimi. That must be Sam Raimi.
You know how many fucking neckbeards are probably like screaming at their fucking car stereos right now?
Not at me.
How fucking dumb you are.
Not at me.
I'm just
screaming
gonna,
at you,
I'm just
dummy.
Gonna say, I'm just going to say it was Woo! You.
I'm just going to say that I'm going to go with it being Sam and that he doesn't even have a brother.
Yep, same. they're the same guy. They're one and the same and they're both Sam.
One and the same.
That's even better. There is no Ted.
You know, like you can't spell same without Sam and they're one and the Sam.
Can you prove to me that there is a Ted?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I've never
met you ever seen them in the same place at the same time?
No.
Nope.
Have you ever seen Sam at all in your actual life?
Fucking owned.
Owned.
Got him.
Oh, man. That shit's good.
Sam Raimi said, I'm going to play an S-Mart employee like in The Deal.
Straight up, the last 4 minutes of this fucking recording is like the peakiest thing I've ever seen. Just
us yelling at each other about Sam. Who's Sam and who's
Sam. 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 Sam.
It's Sam. It's Sam. It's Ted. It's Sam.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I
just lost oxygen in my brain right now. Dude, for
the cortisol was flowing.
That's holy fucking shit. Dope.
Oh, who played who? No.
It was Sam.
Who played Evil Ash?
That was the guy. That was Bill Moseley. I think it was Bill Moseley.
Bruce Campbell.
No, if I'm not mistaken, it was Bill Moseley who was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
He was also what's his name? The skull cap fuck. You're talking about the same character.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
I want to call him Chrome Dome, but I know that's not it. That's just like some Ninja Turtles villain.
He's Deadeye Captain.
Yeah.
Some very good practical makeup effects here, yeah, as dude, usual.
It's all
done by
good.
Sam, not Ted.
And Nicotero.
Nicotero. Oh, was it? I didn't realize it was.
I saw that in the credits, and I'm calling. I'm looking to confirm.
Calling out George.
I'm calling
on how wrong Greg Nicotero. He is.
To ask him about his ponytail and when he's going to cut it.
Oh, man. Oh.
All these fucking Raimis, man.
All these Sams, man.
All these Raimis, man.
The joy of victory and the cry of defeat.
Oh, that's cool that it's mentioning Jason the Argonauts was a big influence for Raimi. Did either of you ever see Jason the Argonauts?
I agree because the skeleton stuff. I mean, yeah. The stop motion and also all the like the Cyclops.
Well,
stuff,
he paid homage to a lot of stuff in this, like the Clata Barada Nick 2 was from The Day the Earth Stood Still, but they like changed it slightly.
Tell me something I don't.
But they're like saying it the same way.
Gulliver's Travels, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court, and Three Stooges, Matt mentioned, and Conan the Barbarian.
There's actually a third Raimi, and it's Ivan Raimi.
That's a mistake.
Who was in the film also. Whoa. Holy shit.
That's pretty good. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, everybody else has seen this movie already, and it's not like it's got a whole bunch of, like, in-depth lore and in-depth story, like...
Well, no, that's kind of why it points out how inventive Raimi and his team have to be every scene, because it doesn't have much plot, really. Like, I mean, he has to go search for the book, right?
Yeah.
That's a great thing to me right there, right? Because I was looking it up, it had an $11 million budget.
Okay, good. I was wondering about that.
Right, which isn't...
That's actually a shitload, considering...
It's not a shitload, but compared to the first two, and it's 92... But there's quite a few things going on there, and shooting on location in L.A., apparently. Like, was that supposed to be England or what?
Yeah, it was Acton, California.
Yeah, was that where it was?
Yeah, Acton. I thought it said Action, and I was like, Action, California? That's dope, but it was a place called Acton, California.
But they're like, okay, we have the three books. He has the three books when he gets there, right?
Right.
And you can see Raimi's totally, he gets an idea, and he just goes with it. Like, oh, well, what's going to happen in one book? It'll stretch his face out.
Yep.
And then, get goofy with his face.
Yeah, the slapstick, like, shaking his head, and it's, like, half as long, and then it's just, like, back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, nothing seems to really have consequences, but that's kind of fun.
It's the cartoony
part. You know,
it's
like, they take these characters, and, like, once they become endearing, they're invincible, and it's like, oh.
Well, again, this is slapsticky, though.
Something red.
Ozark is not slapstick.
Called a callback.
Mm.
You know, bringing it back. It's professional.
If you watch
podcasting.
Ozark, it doesn't quite have the same tone as Army of Darkness.
Oh no, really?
Yeah,
because I thought it did, dude. And I don't know if you knew this, but Sam Raimi actually has several cameos in Ozark.
Yeah, Jason Bateman looks at the camera and says, "Groovy."
He goes, "I am Sam."
Wait, is Groovy in this?
No, yes. He didn't say Groovy.
Yes,
does
he did.
Did he?
He puts the fucking hand on.
Does
and
he say
goes, "Groovy."
Oh,
okay.
I thought he said something else.
Okay. Because I was thinking of, like, with the shotgun, and, like, I had sent somebody a picture earlier, and they said Groovy, and I wanted to be like, I don't think that's in this one, bro. I think that's part two.
It's definitely in it.
But yeah, and then they built the fucking little hand, so now he can, like,
and all the close-ups again. When he's putting together the shit, and it's like, shh, shh, and keeps doing, that's dope.
Dude, and Raimi kept his, like, a unique perspective of, like, the, like the Arrow, where it's like the Arrow's POV, where it's shooting that guy, and like that's dope very innovative. Shit.
Later and on, the Wachowskis would take that kind of shit and like spruce it up for the Matrix movies.
Got the demon, the demon camera, which is always really fun.
The demon POV cam. Yeah.
Yep. I was disappointed by the severe lack of boobs in this R-rated movie.
Boobs?
You know, like for them being like wenches, like not cavern wenches. What the fuck are they? I don't know. But like handmaidens, like they were all clothed. And it's like, that doesn't seem very realistic.
You know how they have two like chaotic neutral and chaotic good and all that, Jorge?
Yeah.
The alignment things?
Yeah.
So he goes like, the line, good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
Fuck yeah.
That's chaotic neutral. Like, and I mean, he's chaotic good overall, I guess, because he's against Deadites. But then like, I'm watching this and I'm thinking of these other Han Solo. Or these swashbuckling type guys, like he's really like beyond any of them because he's a cartoon. Because of that though, and like you said, there's not so much to talk about with the movie necessarily, really. But like Ash versus like Jason, Ash versus any of these like iconic characters, like Ash couldn't get killed, I don't think.
Well, they did comic books like that. I
remember
sure.
that.
Yeah, it was like Ash versus. Yeah, Jason or some shit like that.
I don't even see it being a fight because it's like fighting Roger Rabbit. Like, like there's no.
Well, what yeah, could I you mean, do? Almost exactly. Like, because he got his face stretched, and it's almost like Roger Rabbit getting like hit with a mallet and getting flattened, and then just like inflating himself back up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get what you're saying. He is basically like a cartoon. Damn, I kind of want them to drop an anvil on his head now.
He's just super fucking invincible.
Dude, almost. He did that Super Mario jump when he's in the pit to get his hand into the fucking chainsaw and it just clicks into place.
That's Raimi just like having an idea and being like, no, we're going to do this.
She's like, yeah, why the fuck not?
We're going to actually do it.
Yeah, you know, now I can totally see why a major studio would be like, you know what, maybe we don't want to release this. Let's just put this on the shelf. Because like,
well, and you can kind of see, right, where a major studio's like, yeah, I could see you directing a comic book movie because of shit like that.
Well, he did the comic book movie first, right?
Well, Darkman. But I mean, later on, when he got Spider-Man, that was like, oh.
Y'all remember Duckman?
Duckman was fucking...
Why is that so hard to find? I've been wanting to watch Duckman for years.
YouTube.
So, is it on YouTube?
There's certain parts of episodes, and I think there's a couple episodes.
Danny Elfman did March of the Dead, which is like the main theme, which is pretty dope.
Is that Star Wars, dude?
It's the Imperial March of the Dead.
Well, it is, dude. It's the only song you've ever heard.
Damn.
You like Star Wars, dude?
Not really.
You liked Return of the Jedi?
The first three were pretty dope.
That's all you need.
You mean episode 1 and 2 and 3?
Fuck no, yeah. No, I mean episode 4, 5, and 6. Don't. Actually, yeah, the one with Jar Jar Binks was dope.
Oh,
he's God. The best character ever.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bro, you've been singing so much reggae lately, you're telling me you don't like Jar Jar Binks?
He's basically Jar Jar Binks himself.
Yeah.
You know what? You sing reggae one time and the people want
an autistic reggae lover. That's Rhett and Jar Jar Binks in one.
Oh, you're trying to insult me because you got you kicked yourself off the Discord.
I didn't kick myself. I took
you
myself.
You can't delete it because you created
removed
it.
Removed myself. I can't.
Oh, that's what it is. I can't couldn't, remove myself because I
leave
created it.
I couldn't leave it.
But I am I deleting it. Cringe.
I deleted it from my phone. Wow. That's what I meant.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for 1992's Army of Darkness. Definitely go watch it if you haven't seen fucking Army of Darkness.
Yeah. And it's on HBO Max.
And yeah. It looks fantastic.
Are the other Evil Dead movies on there?
I didn't see the other two on there. And so we should know that, but we don't.
We'll find out in just 1 second.
And so
next week,
we're going to be doing The Sadness, which is currently available on Shudder.
And that's Korean?
You're a K-pop guy, and you saw the movie, so
yeah, but
take
like,
care of it.
I don't want to say what I thought of the movie because I don't want to bury the lead. Yeah, you know? But
yes. Matt saw it at the Telluride Film Festival.
Telluride.
Yes, in October of
T-Ride.
Last year.
I'll just say T-Ride because that makes it easier, right?
It's like T-Pain, dude.
T-Pain is dope.
He is kind of fucking
dude,
cool.
Wait a minute. He was saying he makes way more money on Twitch than he's ever made selling music.
Shitload of money on Twitch.
Yeah, and he's not even a hot chick.
It's absurd the amount of money that dude makes.
Oh, I bet.
Fucking dumb.
What is he's playing video games?
Yeah, dude.
He's playing video games. He's talking to the people. He's making music. That boy, he is
Hand over fist.
He's probably made more money on Twitch than his entire career.
That's what he said. He's music. Like, I make more money on Twitch than I ever made making music.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he's crazy. He's somebody that's made music for a lot of other people,
because he's personable. Too. He's like, the guy's... That's what you need to do, dude.
What is...
Figure out how to make money on Twitch.
Figure out how to have a personality.
Be a rapper first and then go on Twitch. That probably helped him.
I mean, I did have a
brief, I'm thinking that might have helped it.
I did have a brief rap career, so, you know.
But he was kind of a joke.
Well, it's because of all the auto-tune.
Yeah, the auto-tune stuff. But that boy can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of a joke, and people knew the name.
That's true.
So, like, if...
Much like we're a joke, and people know our name.
What if Mace had Twitch?
I mean,
he's far too dumb to figure
out. Well, see, Mace was...
But it would be good to hear him just try to talk.
Mace was a liar. He said he can't stop, won't stop, and yet he stopped.
Now he's actually, like a preacher. He came out with a diss track not that long ago.
On who?
Oh, dope. On himself. That's no.
Mace, it's called Mace is a Dirty Liar.
Diss track. Hold up.
I hope it's about the Island Boys.
It's called The Oracle 2, and it's a diss track on... Not you. I don't want to hear from you, you dumb idiot.
You stupid idiot.
Stupid dummy. Well, you know, I'll let you guys know what it's called.
Oh, thank you.
But anywho, we'll see you next week. It was a Diddy diss track.
Wait, but they were friends, dude.
They were, but no longer, bro.
If me and Rhett did diss tracks on each other, who do you think would be better?
Duh. I think they'd both be trash.
That's the only acceptable
equally
answer.
Trash.
You're so full of shit. Just,
that's, you know what that is? That's the I love my kids equally, when the answer is clearly Quinn is the best.
They would both be like trash. Just the worst.
So you would have the best diss track?
No.
Like, that was your diss track?
Well, he's an English major.
It would also be trash.
And he knows all about doublespeak, so...
I just want to educate people that aren't aware, okay?
God damn, man.
That's a diss track. What? I'm just saying that.
While you're out here making jokes, I'm doing important work.
Look, my diss track's just going to be like... Mine's just going to be like, Sam, Ted.
These idiots are wrong!
Sam, Ted.
Yes.
Man, all right. Fuck this show.
Man, fuck Sam Raimi. Not really, though. He's cool.
Spider-Man 1 and 2 are masterpieces.
No, they're fucking garbage. Those movies suck.
Don't do it.
They suck.
Don't
you know
do
what?
It.
They're right up there with Pieces of Talent. That's where they rank.
I think I would rather watch Pieces of Talent than watch...
You know, stop it. End the show.
...than watch either Spider-Man.
You know what? Let's keep the show going for 10 minutes to talk about why Pieces of Talent is better than Spider-Man.
Well, truthfully, dude, like, you know, Pieces of Talent, when I'm watching it, at least...
Not even close.
At least I could finish it.
Yeah. At least Pieces of Talent had Willem Dafoe.
At least I could get to the end and be like, well, you know what? That was a waste of time. But it wasn't in the middle that I was feeling like I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
Whereas with Spider-Man, literally, like, the moment Kirsten Dunst is
you
on
cried.
Screen.
You cried in
I'm
the
out.
Theater when you saw the first one
I'm
in
out.
The theater.
He cried that he wasted 2 hours of his life.
No, you cried. You loved it.
The moment
I remember you.
Tobey Maguire is on screen, I'm out. The
I still
moment,
have the Time magazine from when Spider-Man, the first one, came out
the
in 2001.
The moment Willem Dafoe is on screen, I'm out. And then people talk about this Doc Ock performance like it's like some fucking... It's like, bro, stop.
Yeah.
Get some fucking help.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.